19. In Alacho Aishkan, we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 13, Text 38 and 39. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Mukam Nastaprayesu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki Mukam Karati Vachalam Pangulangayati Girim Jatkipatam Aham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. So we'll do the 38 and read the 39 translation. Synonyms first. So when we are singing the glory of this Bhagavatam, we'll have some understanding that what we are offering for the pleasure of Guru Krishna while we are reciting this beautiful song. So because we are familiar with the English, so we'll have the English word-to-word meaning and then we'll recite. Maya by me, etat this knowledge, uktam has been spoken, ba unto you, vipra o brahmanas, bhuyam confidential, jat which, sankha of the philosophical method of distinguishing matter from spirit, yogaha and the Ashtanga Yoga system, janita, please understand, ma, me, agatam, who has arrived, jagnam as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God, the Supreme Lord of Sacrifice, jusmat, your, dharma, religious duties, vivakshaya, with the desire to explain. Maeta duktam bhobipra, dhuyam jat sankham yogaha, janita magatam jagnam, jusmat dharma vivakshaya. Maeta duktam bhobipra, Vayam jat sankha yogayo, janitam agatam jagnam, jusmat dharma vivakshaya, mayetat uktam bho vipra, vayam jat sankha yogayo, janitam agatam jagnam, jusmat dharma vivakshaya. Listen. Mayeta duttam bhavipra, duyam jat sankha yogayo, janitam agatam jagnam, Smadhanam vibhakshaya. Maeta uktam bhavipra, Vyam sankha yogayo, Janitam magadam yagnam, Smadharma prashaya. Anyone else? Maeta uttam yo vipra, Vyasa sankha yogayo, Tamartam Yajnam Yusma Dharma Vivakshaya Mayetaduktam Bhovipra Vayam Jatsanka Jogaya Janitam Agatam Jagnam Jusma Dharma Vivakshaya. Translation and purport by the sincere disciples of Srila Prabhupada. My dear Brahmanas, I have now explained to you the confidential knowledge of Sankha, by which one philosophically distinguishes matter from spirit, and Astanga Yoga, by which one links up with the Supreme. Please understand that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, that I have appeared before you desiring to explain your actual religious duty. Purport. To increase the faith of Lord Brahma's sons and establish the prestige of his teachings, Lord Krishna, now formally identifying himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, as stated in Vedic literature, Jagna Boy Vishnu, after explaining the Sankha and Astanga Yoga system. The Lord clearly answers the original question of the sages, "Who are you, sir?" Thus, Lord Brahma and his sons were enlightened by Lord Hamsa. 39. O best of the Brahmanas, Aham Yogasya Sankhasya Satta Satyasya Tejasa Parayanam Dijasrishta Siya Karte Yamasya. Translation. O best of the Brahmanas, please know that I am supreme shelter of all yoga system, of the yoga system. Analytical philosophy, virtuous action, truthful religious principles, power, beauty, fame, and self-control. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the synonymous words Satyasya and Ritasya refer to respectively the proper of virtuous execution of religious principles and convincing presentation of religion. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur points out that the sons of Brahma were struck with wonder at the presentation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and were thinking, "What wonderful knowledge we have just heard." The Lord, recognizing their astonishment, spoke these words to confirm their understanding of Him. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So these two verses, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami Pad, we see that Lord's reciprocation with the four Kumaras, also in our personal life, is very tangible and personal, very sweet, touchy to our heart. This is what Krishna consciousness boils down to. I mean, any verse in Bhagavatam almost emphasizing the same point, that we have our eternal relationship, and when we come forward to reciprocate with the Lord, how He responds. Krishna loves us not so much of who I am or who we are. Rather, our acharyas, including Prabhupada, emphasizing that who Krishna is. When we focus more who Krishna is, we can see His loving nature. It attracts us so much that we want to become His devotee. We do not want any other master. And this is what this verse also emphasizes. I have to turn off my cell phone, sorry. So here, in the first 38, text 38, what I saw that in previous chapter, Lord Krishna was so kind and affectionate to Uddhava. He wanted to emphasize a particular point, that without the association of devotee, you will never get bhakti. And bhakti is the only thing which is beyond knowledge and renunciation. Renunciation is a transition between devotion and aversion of this. And we struggle with the aversion in life. Renunciation, Prabhupada says, it's a result of genuine spiritual emotion. And here Lord Krishna emphasized that to Uddhava, that you have to associate with the devotees, and by the association of the devotees, you will transcend the aversion and exploitation, and you will come to genuine renunciation, which is spiritual life actually. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam sikhartam ekam purusha puranam. Srila Prabhupada wrote a whole book in Bengali on base of that verse. Prabhupada wrote two Bengali books. I haven't seen in English, maybe they translated. But for the Bengalis, fallen like me. So that book was, so those slokas I remember as a new bhakti, that how important those are. We didn't understand so much. I didn't understand that much at that time. I'm still not understanding, but more we are grasping, it's very sweet. And there Lord explained that this knowledge is the most gviyam and paramam, the supreme of all knowledge, and it is the most confidential of all confidential knowledge. Now then Uddhava asked the question, why are you giving me this secret? So Lord Krishna, the previous chapter, last verse, he says, because you are Vritta Surita Sakha. You are so intimately connected with me. You are my servant, you are my friend, you are my well-wisher. Just like I am very dear to you, you are very dear to me. That's why I am going to reveal this secret. What is the secret? Is this chapter. It's the 13th chapter. So two main points of the previous chapter that we learned through Sukhdev Goswami's mercy, that how important is association of devotee, and Brajabashis are the highest culmination or summit of devotional attributes or devotional quality or devotional function when we focus. So today is the Deepavali. Also, I will mention that on that base. It's very almost like connected 100% with this. And Uddhava asked that how to see the Lord's presence everywhere. So then Lord Krishna says that what shows the presence of the energy, that is true. Anything you see around, they shows the energy of the Lord, not the Lord itself. But the desire to work, impetus to work, is the presence of Shaktiman or Supreme Lord. So we have to trace Krishna through everything in our life, through the energy. If we address Krishna through the energy, then we'll find He is the cause of all causes. And this was the summary substance. And then at the end, Lord Krishna told to Uddhava, then when you understand this and you revive that knowledge in the heart, then this whole material creation that you are surrounded by, you can, it's compared to a, like a tree, and the root of the tree is upward, and the fruits and flower and the branches are downward. And you must learn this knowledge will act like an axe. But when you handle the axe, I'm sure you all are familiar, you have to know how to hold the handle. Krishna taught to Uddhava, make sure the axe is sharpened. What is sharpened means the siddhanta. You must understand the conclusive, essential principle of these scriptures. And those are like sharp axe. And then you can cut down the material existence of you. You are instantly liberated. Now, in this verse, Krishna is explaining that in a form of Hamsa avatar, that now you understood the confidential of matter and spirit. What is the purpose? Why do we have to know? Because we want to live happy. That's the bottom line of this. Because you want to live happy and your happiness should not be disturbed by anything, so all this philosophy appeared one by one. Six philosophy. The last philosophy is this. And then the Lord says, now in this verse, He says, now because you understood how to discriminate matter from spirit. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havi, in that verse, if you are familiar, Bhagavad Gita chapter 4, 24 text, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, very simple way to explain, which attracted me, what is matter and what is spirit? In one sentence. By the sweet will of the Lord, when a particular space of Brahman, which is spirit, is covered by the illusion, three modes of material nature, that's turned into matter. What is matter? Covered by three modes. That's all. What is spirit? Prabhupada also explained in the purport. When the conscious reality manifests in the matter, that is spirit. Example, you get some fruits, and if you look at the fruits, some part is ripening, which is rajagun, passion. Some part is ripened, which is sattagun. Some part is stale or bad, that's tamagun. Within one apple, you have all these three modes. But when you clean it and cut it and offer it to the Lord, the conscious reality manifest in that this has an eternal connection, everything is connected with Krishna. That consciousness transformed the matter into spirit. That time, similar, our body also transformed like this, the fruit, rice, dal, because people don't understand how rice, dal is transcendental when it is offered, and you see rice, dal on the grocery store, is dead matter. And the rice, dal offered is spirit. It's pure, it will purify. Prabhupada said, prasadam will never hurt you. But of course, he said, proportionally your faith, how much faith you have, you'll get that much result when you honor prasadam. And if you think, oh, this is old, that devotee ate, I don't want to touch it, well, for you, this is how it is. Prabhupada knew our mind, I guess, so he said this. How much you believe? That much you get result. If you think this is that devotee touch, he is not clean, maybe it will get sick, and you eat, you get sick. And you say, this is transcendental, Krishna ate, this can only purify my heart, then it will purify your heart, you will never get sick. This is the mystery of Krishna consciousness. So here Hansa Avatar is saying that he is going to teach the dharma. So in order to understand dharma, the Sanskrit word dhar means what holding, what your consciousness holding in your heart. This is called dhar. Ma means the substance. What your consciousness in the heart maintaining a belief or substance, that is the dharma. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave a good example. He says an object is called substance or is eternal nature known as nitya dharma. In order to understand religion or dharma, we must understand three things. What is eternal religion? What is circumstantial religion or naimittik dharma? What is nitya dharma, eternal religion? In Bhagavad Gita introduction, Prabhupada emphasized that point, that what is eternal religion? Nitya dharma, jaiva dharma, or sanatan dharma, vaishnava dharma, these are all synonyms. It's the same. These are eternal religion. And what is circumstantial religion? Naimittik dharma. This is what flooded all over the world. And then another is anitya dharma. And if you say how to understand this anitya dharma, well, first I'm going to explain you where you can find the reference if you want to learn more. There are five types of not religion but known as religion. Anitya dharma means temporary, but actually they are not religion or let me define what religion means. Here, dharma means. By the sweet will of the Lord, when a particular substance is revealed or manifested or constructed, it's not that we are constructed, we are eternal, but still you have to explain like that. That's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Otherwise, there is no other way. There was a time. Yes, there was a time. It's eternal, but still there is a time. So similarly, when a particular object, a substance is structured, from the construction of that substance, an inherent nature is born as a concomitant factor, means inseparable. That is his eternal dharma. And that can never be separated from its substance. This part only the Hare Krishna people knows. No other religion in the world understands this. So, when you compare to that standard of measurement, what is religion from that? For an example, Prabhupada gives, like you cannot separate heat and light or burning quality from fire, can you? Is that fire burns only in America or also in India or all over the, anywhere. So burning quality is the religion or dharma of fire. Similarly, soul, what soul is created, structured by the divine will of the Lord, a particular nature is inherent, eternally, innate, in the structure. So that has a three explanation. Our eternal nature is love of Godhead. Our eternal position is servant. Our eternal function is service. And Prabhupada put it in a different English diaphragm. He says, served, service, servant. Sometimes he says, loved, lover, beloved. Like this. Prabhupada in a different purport. But it's the same thing, that original constitutional structure of the soul has an innate nature that is inseparable from the soul. So when you take that as a standard of measurement, then you come to 7th canto, 15th chapter, text 12. Srila Prabhupada gives a secret that how there is a five types of so-called religion, which is not religion at all. Nothing to do with the soul's eternal function. And they are called parad, dharma, dharma avas, upadharma, chala dharma, vidharma. And I'm not going to mention those names, but you can see yourself who are those. They are big, big group of religion in this world, in the name of religion, but they have nothing to do with the soul. Vidharma, they are opposed to surrender to God. They believe that you are the God. There's a huge group believes in that. Then there is another group, Chala Dharma. They said, this is a topics that Sarvam Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya had, the whole Madhulila chapter 6, you can read to understand that. What Sarvam Bhattacharya? Mahaprabhu was very artistic, compassionate preacher. He said, it's not your fault that you have taken a wrong, you have taken shelter of a wrong philosophy. That was the fault. That you have taken Shankaracharya's philosophy. It's not fault you have, but your choice was wrong, so you are suffering for that. It's very interesting how preacher Mahaprabhu was very kind to him. Because if you accuse somebody, you block their hearing perception. So what do you think? Sarvam Bhattacharya is going to listen? No. But when he saw Mahaprabhu's compassionate nature, that he is empathetic, that he came all the way to the level where Sarvam Bhattacharya was hardcore impersonalist, karkash, the word he used. I don't care what you did, my Lord, to the world. I care how you have delivered the most hard-hearted, rough, tough heart, me. Then Sarvam Bhattacharya started crying. So this is the Chala Dharma example. Another is Upadharma. Upadharma is just enjoy whatever you need before you die. Eventually you'll be okay. And there's a big group. Even during Prabhupada's time, there was a one person also propagating that. And he's still sponsored by the United Nations. Now you know who it is. It was very interesting. Then there is another group. They are interested for the rules regulation, not the purpose of the rules. And they are a big group too. And then there is another group who only interested that you are your own. God has created everything, but he has nothing to do with you. He left. And look, you'll never find him. So you use your logic, reasoning, and live up to good and do good karma. These things are flooded everywhere. And if you look at those religion society in this world, they fit almost one of those five. Now, those who are circumstantial, the second category. Circumstantial means they accept religion for a purpose. I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to suffer. So what should I do? I should believe in God so long that carries me or pushes me to go to heaven. So I am on my own. I can enjoy whatever I want in heaven. I never have to go to hell. So let's believe in God in that angle. And when you find some religious group promote that, they have nothing to do with the soul. It is a circumstantial, particular situation they are afraid of, they are trying to escape from it. Only Krishna consciousness promote the real religion or Swarup Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, Jaiva Dharma, or what we call Nitya Dharma or Krishna consciousness. Why? Because everything that we do from morning, 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock till night, we go to sleep. If you see underlying principle of those activities is only for the pleasure of Prabhupada and Krishna. And that is what boils down to this. And those who are actually following this, and they are very uniquely situated, because they are all the time, I'm talking about you all, that they are all the time thinking always two things. What? That we have a gift of conviction, determination to attain a particular goal of life, to go to spiritual world, to serve. For their pleasure we are going. We are not going there for our own pleasure. That is synonymous to our day-to-day activity or endeavor. So whatever we are doing, it's actually focusing to that goal, to serve, which we are constitutionally positioned. That's why this function, Krishna consciousness, is the real function of the heart of each soul. Those who are practitioners, they are always thinking, I'm talking about you all, that love can be seen from what we are willing to give for their pleasure. Aren't we? You're making garland, you're coming to Mangalarti. Why? Not to show myself, hey, I'm here. Did you see all I'm here? No. We don't come for Mangalarti this. We want to be here before the Lord wakes up. And when He wakes up, we want to glorify what Mangalarti is all about. It is nothing but incessant attraction between Srimati Radharani and Krishna. That's all about Mangalarti. This is so extreme that the happiness that Krishna draws by seeing Srimati Radharani separating by force of time or by the sound of Jatnila or some birds wakes her up at 3:36. And many example of Prabhupada, you'll see Prabhupada always emphasize, you want to see God, come to Mangalarti. I always wonder why. Because Mangalarti, when you read the details of Jiva Goswami Pada, our Acharya's commentary on Mangalarti, it's the most fascinating day of your life. Time of your day. Who would not be? At that time, they become so intimately connected. The Krishna doesn't want to separate. Srimati Radharani sees Krishna's beauty 10,000 times more beautiful than minutes before. And it increases every moment. Two things. New, never experience. Radharani is thinking, I want to be here with him. He's so beautiful, more than, I don't want to go away. But there is a Jatila, Kotila, sun will be rising. She has to be there. 3:36, it's up. So, they are trying to separate, and all the manjaris, gopis, they are trying to separate each other, and Krishna thinking, did I meet this girl? Why she is so beautiful? That's Radharani. He is always with her, but he is thinking that he never met her. So beautiful. Such attractive that Lalita Sakhi never could imagine such a beauty attracts each other. So immediately she takes her affectionate, takes a form of a fire called lamp. You know, Mother Sachi, just to demonstrate this, Mother Sachi was one time, she was rubbing, and she thought, is it true why people, Advaita Acharya, they think something special about my son? Is he really like God, supreme something? She cannot put her affection, motherly affection, supersedes all this philosophy comes. You know, all this philosophy is like a slides out, doesn't pack, goes inside. Because she's thinking, it's my son. So Jogamaya thought, let's see what she thinks. So one time little Nimai, condensed form of bliss, he is just crawling in the courtyard. And then he stood up on his own, and this is biggest festival day, Mother Sachi going to do because he knew how to get up on his own. It's a big deal. Everything Krishna does, it's a big deal in Vrindavan, in Navadvip. Why? Because he's Supreme Lord, center of all. If Mr. Trump comes tomorrow to Alachua, there will be thousands of police. Why? Why for a one guy such a big? Then Supreme Lord should be bigger. It's the same idea. Conception is there. That whole Vrindavan is saturated with how to please Krishna all the time. So that time, Lalita Sakhi is feeling this attraction so much, transformed into a lamp. So Mother Sachi was seeing this five lamp, blazing fire coming out from the five toenail of Nimai, or each toenail 10, and then this is 10, 5, 5, 20, you seeing my hand? And this is Prabhupada gave the calculation in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And this is 1, so how many you got? Huh? 21? And then, this is half. Our Gayatri Mantra, Prabhupada explained in the purport, is 24 and a half. Because his eyes is also moon, face is moon, his whole body is a moon, then this is a 20 moon, plus 4 moon, plus half of this, this is 24. This is what Gayatri Mantra, when you chant Gayatri Mantra, this is what you're supposed to get, attraction to that Sachinandan, Krishna. We should focus. Prabhupada gave a whole purport. Vrindavane aparkita navina madan kama gayatri kama vijay jar upasam. This is the verse. This is the, when you chant Gayatri Mantra, you focus on that, the Krishna's beauty, 24 and a half moon saturating. Of course, it's always there, but Mother Sati never saw it. She got so scared. This blazing fire is coming. What is this blazing fire? Is this knowledge that today chapter that they got very grateful to the Lord after receiving this knowledge. This knowledge are emanating eternally from the body. What is that knowledge does? It illuminates our heart. When the light comes, light does not come and chase the darkness, does it? No. Light appears, darkness automatically disappears. Light doesn't have to chase. Similarly, Deepavali means deep. Deep means the self-manifested lamp. And Avali means samuha or halo around, which is self-manifested. So over there, when Lalita Sakhi sees this, her heart is beautifully illuminated with this beauty of divine couple. She immediately finds the lamp to see each part of their body, their expression for each other. Then Visakha wanted to see, so they share the lamp, just like we do in the temple. This is what Mangal Arati is. You share the lamp, doesn't mean like you're just touching a fire. Of course, this appears like this, but actually underlining is not the fire, is that the feeling, relationship is so deep that we are attracted by the divine couple is. So each element that we offer has a very deep meaning in Mangal Arati. There are so many topics given on this Deepavali based on that relationship. That this month is very special. We had a Damodar Lila, we had a Gocharan Lila, we had a Govardhan Lila will take place tomorrow. Then you have a Maharaj Lila. This month is so special. Kamsa also got killed this month. And Narakasura also got killed on today. Today Narakasura got killed. Lord Ramchandra destroyed the ignorance ultimate form called Ravana and illuminated the heart of all the Ayodhyavasi and Lankavasi by giving them Vibhishan and returning from Ayodhya. That is also there today. Today Lakshmi Devi appeared from the milk ocean. At least few millions will worship Lakshmi, I know. Not few, maybe 30-40 million in India will worship Lakshmi. But they know only one part. If I have time, I don't think I'll have a time. But they know only one part, and we know both part. You know the Durga Puja introduced by who? In Hindus? Very prominent in Bengal? Was Chandidas. The greatest devotee that Lord Chaitanya himself came to hear. They don't know his later part that we are interested. The first part which he rejected, they captured it. Unfortunately. But maybe we'll discuss tonight. Then also today, what Mother Yashoda and Brajavasi does in Vrindavan. This is very sweet. You remember the pearl story? That how Lord Krishna wanted to decorate the cows with the pearls and the gopis didn't give. Also today. So many pastimes today. Literally you can have 48 hours today because 24 hours is not enough and just dive into it in ecstasy. Because we are looking for ultimate eternal happiness by serving to the eternal condensed form of bliss. So I'm just going to Ramlila and other, I'm going to just discuss sweet Lila, the importance of offering lamp today. Because we are Gauriya, we follow Srila Prabhupada who quote this verse, Aradya Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam ब्रह्मा काचिद उपासना ब्रजवधु वर्गनया कल्पिता श्रीमद भागवतम प्रमाणम अमलम प्रेम पुमार्थ महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदम तत्र धारयन पर. दिस इज द हाइएस्ट ओपिनियन और एडवाइस इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ महाप्रभु. श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट दिस वर्स सो मेनी टाइम्स एंड ही सेज व्हाट इज द कंक्लूजन. कंक्लूजन इज लव ऑफ गॉडहेड इज द अल्टीमेट गोल ऑफ एवरी लिविंग बींग एंड कृष्णा विथ श्रीमती राधारानी एंड हिज होली धाम वृंदावन इज द हाइएस्ट ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ वर्शिप. वेयर इज द प्रूफ? श्रीमद भागवतम. हु डिड दिस? द गोपीज. एंड प्रभुपाद पुट इट इन अ डिफरेंट ट्रांसलेशन इन डिफरेंट लेक्चर. वेरी स्वीट व्हेन यू फोकस दैट वर्स. सो इन वृंदावन व्हाट प्रभुपाद इज सेइंग हियर इन वृंदावन टुडे देयर इज अ वेरी स्मॉल फनी स्टोरी. Mother Yashoda, on Deepavali day, she would go to Jamuna Devi and she would light a lamp and she would offer. Three things they are always focusing. Day one, their conception on Krishna is Sanskrit called Laukik Sat Bandhubat. You understand the meaning, right? Laukik Sat Bandhubat means, Laukik means like a family. They don't think Krishna as a god. They hear. Like Balaram, seeing Krishna got bound by the rope, and Krishna also, Krishna is such a loving reciprocator. He also, when Balaram came, Krishna is like, scared. I will not have fun anymore today. I won't be able to play because my ear bound me. Balaram said, how dare she did this? Don't worry, brother, I'll be back. He was having fun just before Balaram came. As soon as Balaram came, he also, what they call, child act the tricky way. Krishna is the genius. So Balaram immediately goes to Mother Yashoda. How dare you bind my brother? Do you know, Mother Yashoda, who is my brother? Well, I need to tell you something. What to talk about my brother? Let me tell you about me. Even by a little one word, I can destroy unlimited universes. Do you know little part of me? It's a big snake called Anantashesh, holding all these universes. Mother, if I tell you everything about your son, I don't know if you will be able to hold it. He's going on and on, glorifying Krishna's opulence, supremacy, majestic aspect. Mother Yashoda, such a loving, she's just cleaning the mess Krishna left. He left the broken yogurt all over the deity room. So while she's cleaning, hearing Balaram, she stopped. She comes forward. One more word, I'll bind you with him. What happened? The supreme knowledge giver, he ran and ran and ran. What did Mother Yashoda get all this knowledge? I don't know. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, if you boil 50 kilo milk and one straw fell from the ceiling, tiny straw, how visible in that 50 kilo, 50 gallon milk boiling? That straw, how visible? The tiny straw. Almost impossible. So knowledge in Vrindavan is like little straw. It puffs sometime like this, puffs. But it, nobody ever see it, it goes back down. So like this, Mother Yashoda so much love that Balaram Krishna's giving teaching Bhagavad Gita, that's true. But when they come to Mother Yashoda, their teaching power is lost. Is Krishna is the source of all knowledge? Yes. Not to Mother Yashoda. Because Krishna asked Mother Yashoda, who created everything? Mother Yashoda says, Lala, go to sleep. I'll tell you. God created. Very nice. Who maintains everything? God. Who created me? You come from my body, Lala. Who maintains me? Me. What happened to God? That idea didn't give. Because she has so much possession, so much affection, she cannot think anything beside Krishna. So she will go to Jamuna today. She is doing it right now. And she will go many times. We can do that too. You love Prabhupada. Offer a lamp for Prabhupada. This is called intimate friendship. Worship Guru as an intimate servant. Why only awe and reverence all the time? Worship Krishna as intimate. Mother Yashoda offering lamps. Oh Narayan, make my son long life. Here is one lamb for you. On Jamuna water. Make my son get a beautiful wife. Here is one lamb for you. And Krishna is sitting nearby, he's listening. What mother is doing? And she's offering lamp after lamp after lamp. And then Krishna goes there finally. And he takes some lamp out and put it on the bank. So Mother Yashoda says, my dear Lala, son, what are you doing? She said, Mother, you're doing your job, I'm doing my job. Let's keep on doing. What do you mean? She said, you wishing all these good things, I can hear, and you offering the lamp to the Lord for mine. I should have a good health, I should have a long life, I should live very happily, and everything wonderful. I love this. Mother, keep on going. Then what are you doing? There are so many souls drowning into the material world. They have no way to come back to me. I'm just picking them up and putting near me. This is what I'm doing. Did Mother Yashoda understood that what he's talking? He's talking philosophy. It's true. He's doing it to us. So, of course, Mother Yashoda said, I don't understand. She said, don't worry. You do your things, I'll do my things. Today, Mother Yashoda will go how many times to Jamuna? As many times she feels she needs to offer a lamp. Today is the Deepavali. When you love somebody, you offer a lamp for them to the Lord. Come in the evening, please. Offer a lamp. If you love your parents, offer a lamp to the Lord. Please take them to your lotus feet. Some or other come to the lotus feet. There's a funny story in Narad Purana. I have a few minutes. Narad Purana, many story. Narad Purana talks about Deepavali, the power of offering lamp today. You probably heard that name. This king, he got married. He took renunciation. He went to the forest. This is in Ekadashi Mahatma. And then from the heaven, Indra sent another beautiful apsara to break his meditation because he was afraid. So of course he took renunciation. He went to the forest, but because he's a kshatriya, he got remarried again and came back to the palace. So all the sages welcomed him because he was a religious king. Even though he kind of did not exactly what they expected, but he married to Rukma, Rukmangada, Chitrangada, you heard those names. So then he said, give us what is your realization for a short time that you took renunciation before you got married. He said, the power of offering lamb to the Lord. Power of offering lamb. What do you mean? He said, you know, I am a king. I can offer the Lord anything I want. Gold. You can offer gold to God. It's wonderful. How many people can offer gold? You can offer big land. Mother Mika will be happy. If you offer $1 million today, she can utilize it to serve Prabhupada and Krishna. But how many can you do? But what about offering lamb? Almost anybody can do. They don't charge in Hare Krishna temple in Alachua. I know for sure, I'm there. Anybody can come and offer lamb. So the Rukma Vala, he was glorifying. He said, the offering lamb on Diwali is the glorious. This is in Narada Purana. He said that there was a low class guy. He heard it. My life is like always suffering. So he came and offered a lamp. And then he's having a prostitute association in the temple. Nobody was there. Everybody left. So in the morning, the pujari comes. They saw this guy is doing all nonsense. And they beat him to death. This is a real story. So then he left this world. Guess where he went? Vaikuntha. Just because he offered a lamb. So then Narayan was inquired by Narada. How is it possible this guy was sinful with prostitute and others? He says, this is very sweet what Lord says. I pay attention when a soul does perform something to please me. I don't count what he did or did not, which is not related to me. It disappears. Krishna doesn't care how much sinful we are or how offensive or bad we are, Krishna does care how earnestly we are eager, showing our interest to come to Him. He counts that. He counts that. Now this is very sweet. There's so many stories, but it's almost 9 o'clock. There is a story of, you heard that also probably, I'm thinking like 6-7 stories. One story is that one mice was trying to find the food, and on the ghee lamp, the ghee when it is lighted looks like something attractive to eat. Mice, of course, you may say, didn't have a brain or intelligence, but tried to eat the hot ghee. When he tried to eat the hot ghee, his mouth got burned, instantly died. Next life, Narad Muni gives this story, that mice or mouse took birth in a royal family, became princess. Because he increased the lamp was almost about to extinguish. The lamp was lighted in front of the Lord at night, whole night. That girl got married to a Vaishnava prince. And by practicing devotional service, she lived nice life. End of her life, she went back to God. Can we not have a faith on that? Just offering lamp, just one act, you can go back to God. Well, you want to go to Vrindavan, you want to be with Srimati Radharani's group and all others, then may take a little longer. But if you want to go back to God, just come to Hare Krishna temple, offer a lamp, you are done. Literally, have a faith. That's what Shastra says. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, if you don't believe this, Shastravidhi means the rules, regulation, what is written there. Usrijya, you give up, you don't want to believe in it. What will happen? You will not be happy, either this life or next life. And you'll never get your highest destiny. So have a faith, offer a lamp, and especially today, and offer a lamp for the people you love. If you love Prabhupada, offer a lamp for Prabhupada. Let Prabhupada glory be glorious to all, to the prisoner by Madan Mohan Prabhu and Saranga Thakur Prabhu's mercy, the prisoner in the death row going to see Prabhupada's video. What more can you expect before you die? If you really think, if you love your Gurudev, Sripad Radhanath Swami, offer a lamp for him. Make him so healthy so he can go on preaching. Show your love for your Guru and Prabhupada, Krishna, offer a lamp. As many time you want. Of course, make sure other gets it, not just because we have limited. So this is how the Deepavali, and in the evening we'll discuss more. Deepavali is very sweet, very loving. All the gopis goes to Jamuna, they offer so many lamps for Krishna. Krishna loves it. Madhu Mangal offer lamps. Everybody offering lamps for Krishna. Krishna also offering lamps for them. It is such a beautiful. Any correction? Any contribution? Yes, Mata.
Is that the same when we offer arti, we offer ghee lamp and arti, is that the same kind of?
Yeah. In the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, what is the difference between karmic action? Because karmi pujari is also there. In India, Hindu temple, you'll see, you pay them every month, and they come every day. They do puja. I just came from Vrindavan. Even in Vrindavan, there's so many hired. And Srila Prabhupada never liked it. I know from Sadhu Maharaj. When Prabhupada met Sadhu Maharaj in 76 in Vrindavan, Prabhupada says, oh, I went to your house. What about the deity you have? They come from a royal family. Oh, we hired a brahmana, he does the puja. Prabhupada said, your grandfather will not like it. This is not Krishna consciousness. You hire somebody to do the... This is our lifestyle, no? Our day-to-day lifestyle, that we are Krishna conscious lifestyle. Not that we only worship. We eat Krishna prasad, we cook for him, we bow down to him, we dress ourselves for his pleasure, we go to work for his earning for his family. We do everything for him. So with that intention, if you have, it's the same. But when a pujari is offering lamp, what is the consciousness behind his action? That is more important than just the offering the lamp. It makes sense? Because Lalita Sakhi, her conception is, they are so beautiful, the world should see. So she is offering the lamp. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote the song, how the arati in Golok Vrindavan happened every day. Lalita Sakira Ajuga Kinkari Binoda Dhariya Chepaya Siddha Deha Diya Vrindavana Maje. Those songs Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed. How Lalita Sakhi is worshipping, Rupa Manjari is under Lalita Sakhi, and Prabhupada said, who follows Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita introduction? Then Prabhupada said, he said, who is following Rupa Goswami? Raghunath Das Goswami. Who is following Raghunath Das Goswami? Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Prabhupada giving question answer in the introduction. And then at the end, we come to Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then he stopped. And then we know next is him. And we're following him. So we are doing the same way, worshipping divine couple. Yes, Mata, is that okay?
Yeah, I was curious at the significance why you offer a Gita to the deities.
That is one significant. There's so many significance. Like when Gocharan Leela, like today is a Gocharan Leela also. So Krishna will come. Vrindavan is so beautiful, saturated. The every dust, what do you say? Ayi nanda tanu jakin karam pati dhamma vishame bhavam budo kripayata bapada pankaja stita dhuli shadrisham vichintaya. How did Srila Prabhupada translate? O son of Maharaj Nanda, some or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one atom at your lotus feet. This is how Prabhupada translated. Now if you think it's, do we want to become an atom? Do we want to become a dust? Well, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, those dhuli, this is not a dust of this world. It's eternity and cognizant. Means cognitionally, all the time they are linked with Krishna. Those dust is thinking, is Krishna coming? I'm going to touch his feet. From the feet, all the nectar coming. I don't want to go anywhere, just the feet. Just the feet. Oh, there is a one. Oh, there was a calf. Very good. The calf has so much love for Lord. I got it. I love it. This calf has. Everybody touches the dust. The gopis. What did Uddhava prayed? Bande nanda brajastinam padarenu bi abhikshnasa jasam hari katad gitam punati bhavatrayam. The whole world is purified. By who? By the gopis. Loving sentiment with this. So Nanda Uddhava is praying, I want the foot dust of those gopis. Foot dust. The dust are not dust. They are pre-deposited with eternity and cognition potency. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, more. It's inner nourished. The pleasure potency. Constantly nourishing. So when Krishna touches the dust, those dust cannot stay anymore on the ground. They get so excited. They go in the sky. But the nature of love is also to service. You follow? Our attraction is not love. Our attraction for service. And service automatically produces love. Everybody understood my point? Our goal is love, but our attraction is not for love. Our attraction for service, to please him. But the service has the other side of the same coin, is pleasure. So they are always trying to serve. So the dust, when he's so excited with this love of Godhead, he's when in the sky and thinking, how can I serve? How can I serve? Then they get all together, Haribol, the whole Alachua devotee together, all the dust in the sky, and then Mother Jasoda see, ah, my Lala, my son is coming. I see the dust. Is nearby. She's so excited. Srila Prabhupada writes, she worship, whole day she worship many times to sun god. Oh my sun god, you are so good. Can you go down now? Can you imagine what kind of prayer she does? I am missing my son. And if sun doesn't go down, he's not coming back from the cow pasture. So please go down. Sun god is thinking, don't worry, I want to go down, but I have to please him too. So they have like an internal discussion. So it's funny, whole Brajavasis are so much in love with Krishna. So there, when Mother Yashoda sees Krishna is coming, she tells these very intimate Manjaris. Manjaris are so well trained. They come with a beautiful incense, fragrant incense. What they call dhuna in English? Dhuna? You know, dhuna in English? That franken incense. There's so many pastime of Mayapur and Prabhupada. I know, there's a funny story, I won't tell that. But Prabhupada attracted by that when Janani Vaspa was going around the building. So, franken incense, and Mother Yashoda brings it. You know, the incense we offer. So, why she brings it? Because so many bumblebees. When the bumblebees are on the garland, that is a good sign, Prabhupada says. So, bumblebees are attracted by Krishna. Why? His body is fragrant. She doesn't want any insect and flies, so she brings all the incense and going around. And the some bees are so addicted to Krishna's skin, doesn't want to go. Mother Yashoda literally had to take the napkin. That's why we also put the napkin, to move it. Come on, move it from my son. Then she brings the lamp to look at it. Was there a mark? You know, got hurt? Did he get scratched? The whole lamp that we offer five, Mother Yashoda does every day. Morning, noon, evening, every day. That's why we have these seven offerings, because she does seven times. And it's so sweet when you hear those details, what she thinks. She's not thinking, I'm offering lamp, I'm offering now water, and you know, conchal water and the napkins, not like this. Napkins means a new cloth, fancy cloth that will cover his wound or some bruises. Somewhere is red, because the boys were hugging him so much out of affection. You know, it's funny, Sridham, he's the number one fighter with Krishna. But when Krishna comes, Sridham becomes like so ready to fight. Now, if you don't know the Sanatana Goswami Pada's commentary, you know, Shastra is so beautiful. Shastra gives the feeling of different devotee. Who would not love Shastra? Who would not love the commentary of the Acharya? It's different angle to look at it. How they sing the feeling of the Brajavasis. So Sridhar is thinking, I'm going to touch this condensed form of bliss. I'll be so happy. But it looks like he's ready to wrestle. You follow? But he's just excited to touch Krishna's body. I'm going to defeat you. But he's not thinking of defeat. He's like, I'm going to cuddle him so much that I'll be like drowned into ecstasy. But externally he says, I'm going to wrestle. I'm going to defeat you. This Brajavasis, each person's relationship with Krishna is overwhelming all the time. That's why we sing those songs. Krishna himself confessed, Iti driksha lilavi ananda kunde, ananda kunde, a pool of ecstasy. Krishna says, I'm drowning it. I'm drowning it. Come on, come on, soul from Alajua, come and see. Come and join in the party of enjoying. Iti driksha lilavi ananda kunde. So gosham. Gosham means declare the world that how happy this Vrindavan is. Today is the day. Today is the day we should offer a lamp. Offer lamp for your parents. Even though they are offering lamp in their town. You follow? But you offer lamp for them. They will offer for you. Why? We all want to bring, pull each other, come to Krishna. You don't like a devotee? Offer a lamp for that person. You will see the heart changes. I don't have a time. There's a beautiful story how heart changes just by offering lamb today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, I'll end with that. I'll try to summarize this very quick. There was one Mataji. This is a true story. If you go to Vrindavan, not this time, but 30 years back, I was in Vrindavan as a little boy. I remember that story, that there was a Mataji. She doesn't like, she's very frustrated with life, and husband died and nobody cares, and she's such a frustrated, she doesn't want to do anything. And just the opposite, the sages, sadhu, the Hare Krishna people are also persistent. When they want to give mercy, like you, you do that. When you give books, you don't give up, you just keep on going, right? So it's the same thing. That devotee comes to that Mataji, says, Mother, do you have something for my Lord? I told you never come. Why are you coming to bother me? Just go away, go. Next day he comes again. Mother, today you have something? I told you, I have no interest for the Hare Krishna philosophy. Offering lamp? No. It is out of my list. Get out. Never come. Comes back next day again. Don't you have any intelligence? He's telling to Hare Krishna people. Don't you get it? I don't want anything to do with the Hare Krishna. Get out. He comes back again. Next day. Mother, today you must have. She's mopping the floor with a cow dung and some dirt. Yeah, I do have. You know what? Here it is. And throw it on his face. Just like this. Out of anger. You know? She said, thank you. I got it. Something you have given so nice. You are the best charity giver. She's thinking, the Hare Krishnas are something not right. But actually Hare Krishnas are the most kind, compassion. He goes there to his temple. He cleans this in Jamuna, this dirty cloth. You know, do you know what cloth they use for mopping? My mother taught me that. When you have a cloth that you don't use anymore wearing, I don't know in your hometown, but in Tripura, like this. When you have no, some cloth is so torn and like a, not dirty, but it's like useless. Then you make them a rug, and then you mop the floor with them. So it's useless, but he found it useful in that. He brought it in the temple and made a wig, and put a ghee on it and started offering the lamp. Because she gives the wig, Krishna from the heart, in the altar, accepted the offering, changed the heart in her body. Next day he goes again, and she fell at the feet of the sage. Said, I had the most wonderful dream last night, the Lord came. I'm so sorry, I tortured you, you are such a compassionate. Within a few days, a very rich man remarried her, gave a wealth more than she needs. She got living happily and she became a devotee from that on. But initially it was the mercy of the Hare Krishnas. It didn't appear like it was a good, but that's how the Hare Krishnas are. Do not ever judge Hare Krishna. If you ever commit offense to Hare Krishna, today is the day, come and offer lamp. For that person you feel not good feeling. Is that good? Thank you. Gautamanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Vanchakar, Sripa, Sindhubai Vacha, Patita.